Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's happening? What's good? Welcome back to Nerd Talk with Malcolm and Eli. Yeah. I'm Malcolm.
I'm Eli.
And we're back with you to serve you up some of the goods when it comes to this Nerd Talk stuff.
A lot of stuff.
It's been busy.
What?
It's been busy. Like every new topic that hit the, you know, that hit the web,
I'm
hitting Eli like, bro, we got a show.
He'd be like, yo, add this to the thing. I'm like, all right, cool, got you.
We got a show to do. You know what I'm saying?
Episode 11, man.
Episode 11. Shouts out, man. Shouts out to us. Clap that up. Shouts out to us.
Yeah.
So, without any further ado, first off, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe and stuff like that. Hit all the bells and whistles and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
And in the comment section, let us know what some topics you'd like us to cover and things like that. But let's get to it. So, yesterday, the Loki season 2 finale dropped yesterday.
It did. It did.
Now, my review real quick. I think Loki season 2 has been the best thing. No, I think the Loki series in general has been the best thing
for
that Marvel has put out since Endgame.
Yeah, I can agree. It was very interesting the way that they were going with it, because I was like, I initially thought after watching episode 5, he's going to have to do it himself instead of doing the Victor Timely thing. Instead of having Victor Timely.
Oh, yeah. So that's what I thought was going
to
happen.
Yeah, I was like, no, he's going to have to do it himself, but he has to realize it.
Yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen. So in this season 2, I thought season 2 was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I think so. I think the acting, the writing, the concepts, visually, I just think it was phenomenal. The theories behind it. And that's the only thing that, what kills me getting so invested in it.
Right.
Like, the theories I have, the theories I hear other people have.
Yeah.
So I want it to be that, and sometimes it's not.
Right.
And you get a little disappointed. Like, so for me, the finale, I think it was like a 9.8 out of 10 for me.
Absolutely.
Right? The 0.2 was my selfish, you know, I wanted more of a hint to Kang.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You get what I'm saying? More of a direct, like, they made mention of it at the end.
Right.
Where it was like, oh, yeah, one of his variants from the 616 adjacent realm popped up, but they handled it.
Yeah.
Like, no.
I technically thought they did that enough, though, with the scene where he was talking to Kang back from season 1.
When he was talking to He Who Remains,
right. And when he was in the chair, he was like, bro, I knew all this was going to happen.
I get it.
I saw that happening. What do you, like,
okay.
I just let her, come on, you think I'm just going to let her kill me? Of course, well, he did, but that was just because he had his own plot.
And it
forced Loki's hand, because he's like, look, either you can let me roam this little thing, or you can let Sylvie kill me, or you're going to have to kill her. And he's like, now I got another option, which is let me
take over the timelines.
Yeah. Now, I was a little confused only because his powers were similar to the Doctor Strange's time stone, which is technically is, but in his little way, it's similar but different in their own unique way, because he can also pause time warp, but now he knows what he's doing.
So time warp. So in that episode, in the last episode, when it was like a montage of him going back in time, stuff like that. So they don't really tell you how many times he was doing all
that.
Of these
things.
So at the end, when him and the spoiler alert, when him and He Who Remains, when he asked him, like, you can't pause time yet, and he figured out how to
do it. Right.
Then he goes, oh, so then that kind of shows you, okay, you've been doing this for a while be able to even, like, master
that. Right.
But, I get it. It was just that little selfish part of me. I just kind of want, because here's the thing, too, and this is just me being scared about, you know, what they're going to do with Kang. I'm going to tell you why. Because the ending, they don't have to commit to Kang being the bad guy.
Right. Okay. The way it ended.
It was too, like, open the way it ended.
Right.
They could say, like, oh, yeah, we handling the variants. Like, that's no problem. No big deal. And then just go to Doom. Even though Kang Dynasty is the next Avengers movie.
Right. I see what you're saying.
So that was one thing. Another thing, after this ended, I'm not excited by any other Marvel
projects, like TV projects,
TV or movie projects. There's only one movie coming out. That's Deadpool. That's gonna happen next year. And then no other movie that's coming out to 2025.
Yeah, no, they pushed that back too.
No, Deadpool is pushed back to June or July of 2024. Okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you might be right. Yeah. Okay. Right. And then all the other movies are coming out in 2025.
Yes, 2025. Right. Blade.
Right.
I think the Thunderbolts. There's a few of them.
Right. I think Captain America 4. Yeah. And but I do like the fact that they're. Honestly, I don't know what they're doing, but I do know that they're in a little bit of a situation because now they're saying the reports of, like, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, but of the OG cast coming back.
I hope not.
But, you know. But what are they going to supposed to do? Because they clearly don't know what they're doing with the new superheroes anyway.
So,
because Black Panther, they're in a hole with that because nobody gravitated to the female Black Panther, unfortunately. Captain Marvel, which came out today, guys. So if y'all want to watch that, go watch that. I'm not interested. I'm sorry.
I heard it was a quote-unquote fun movie.
Does that mean it was an impactful movie, though? What does fun movie mean?
It means it was fun.
Does it mean Thor Ragnarok? Not Thor Ragnarok. I'm sorry. Thor Love and Thunder?
That was terrible.
That was technically a fun movie.
I heard it was better than that. And I heard stuff about the ending, end credit scene as well. That was huge. Did you hear it?
If you have it, you want to say it?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, yeah.
So Monica Rambeau, she ends up in a universe with the X-Men.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's cool.
That's dope.
That's cool. I like that little twist.
Like, you know, Beast was there.
Okay.
Her mom, not Monica Rambeau. What's the mother?
Who played Monica Rambeau?
So she is, I forget her name in that universe, but she has
she's alive in that universe.
Yeah, she's alive, and she thought that was her mom. She said, "Oh, mama, what are you talking about?"
Okay.
And then she has powers of like the Captain Marvel of like their universe.
Gotcha.
I forget the name.
But my point being, back to the. Yeah, I do agree with you. Loki is the strongest thing he had right now, besides the movies that we'll get in 2025. And it's like, okay, where do you go from here? Because what I'm saying is the new timeline or the next phase in the whole Avengers thing, it's not strong.
And this is the thing. So the first three phases, you can tell those were planned out.
Right.
Like methodically planned out.
And even you said back in the day, that whole thing wasn't even supposed to happen.
But like once they kind of got it, like they took time with it.
Right.
This, they just kind of are just throwing stuff at the wall, trying to figure out what works and what doesn't. They keep trying to make characters that are white, that are black, black, white. You know what I mean? It's annoying.
Alphabet letters and whatnot.
That too. So, like, a lot of people are tired of Marvel, I think, in general.
And that's why.
But I think the break between projects will help.
Oh, you're talking about the space? Yeah, yes. With the delays. Yeah.
I think it would help.
I do too. But,
like, people are going to want more Marvel and stuff like that.
I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit. On the other end, I wouldn't be surprised on why they would want to bring back the OG cast because of it.
But that's just smells of desperation, like just reeks of just desperation.
Valid points. I'm just saying you need to go back. Because now at this point, it's looking like you're going to have to go back to the drawing board just to be like, you know what? We're going to have to bring back the big hitters again.
So that's
to make it work.
That was the plan. Like after Secret Wars, they were going to like just like reboot everything.
Right.
But, you know, who knows?
That's why Deadpool was so important, because Deadpool can kind of control that too.
Exactly. Deadpool's kind of like ushering in, like, okay, we're going to have to reboot this thing.
They also said Mobius will probably make it a little teaser appearance in that.
Yes. So I heard he's definitely going to be in the Avengers movies, though.
Okay. And I heard Ray Slayer, too.
Ray Slayer. Because she has a big position with Kang.
Yeah, she does.
You know what I'm saying? So, and that's the thing. The way they handled Kang has just been all wrong, too.
Yeah.
They don't make him scary enough.
Was that because, a lot of people have said that, because I don't remember how evil he's supposed to be in the comic books.
Yeah, he's supposed to be, like, really, really like that.
Right.
You know what
like,
I'm saying?
Like, he's supposed to be a bigger villain compared to Thanos.
Way bigger than Thanos.
Right.
He's, like, killed Thanos. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
it's nothing.
Right.
And they keep making it seem not important.
So compared to what we watched from Quantumania and Loki, because those are the only two references we have of him.
Yes.
technically. Which one was the better? Because I would probably say the more vicious version was probably the Quantumania one.
So the Quantumania one, he was more imposing. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's fighting.
Right.
And I think in Loki, he was more kind of just an OG. Like, I already know what's about to happen. I've gotcha. Done this. Like, listen.
Like a seasoned villain.
Yeah, like I don't want to. I'm done this. And what they were supposed to do in Ant-Man, they were supposed to kill off Ant-Man.
Yeah, I was figuring because the
he
way
he was supposed to kill somebody.
The way the trailer went,
yeah,
with the old Kane thing, it looked like somebody was supposed to die.
He was supposed to kill somebody, but they just punked out. And you know what I heard? I heard this is a complaint that somebody said. They said that the Marvel directors, shows, and movies need to communicate with each other to let everybody know how everybody is acting between projects.
Got
because
it.
People were saying the Nick Fury in the Marvels and the Nick Fury in Secret Invasion was completely different. It was just let us know what the hell he went through here so I can put it in here.
Yeah, makes sense. But ultimately, with two thumbs up from both of us on Loki.
Absolutely.
Five. I'm glad that it didn't fall off because that was my only concern with season two when we were going into Loki, was that it was going to start to dip off.
Yes.
Because of the, just because of what had been happening with their previous mm-hmm. projects. So I'm glad they kept it up to par. And the way that ended, it was like a WTF moment. Mm-hmm. And like, okay, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
Because now I'm curious, can he not leave that realm? Because, like, how do you go with the future? Because there will be more Loki mm-hmm. seasons. So I'm saying from that point.
That hasn't been confirmed yet.
But we know, come on.
And then I heard some of the producers saying, like, they created it as two halves of a book. This first season was the first half, and the second season was the last half. I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll see. I'm pretty sure they'll try that.
I don't know.
What's next on the...
Oh, Gen V season finale.
Yeah, Gen V season finale. I watched that. It was great. It was a little short as the season finale goes, but it was great. I liked the way that they wrapped it up in terms of how Marie's gonna have to handle her situation. The fact that first of all, Vault was able to flip that.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yo,
they keep doing that all the time.
The entire company of Vault needs to be shut down,
because they can flip anything. They be like, oh, what? Flip it. Let's just see. Because I did like Kate's powers. Don't get me wrong. Even though it reminded me too much of
she's real. She's kind of OP.
Yeah, she is. But it still reminds me too much of. What's that X-Men character?
Jean Grey?
No, the other one.
Rogue?
Rogue. Okay. She has a mixture of both of them, so I like that. She was OPing. Some of the inmates was going crazy. The fact that they was in the... Some of them was in the woods for, like, since 2012. They were like, is Gundam style still a thing?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was crazy.
It's crazy.
And the fact... The other big bad that's going to worry me is the brother.
Yes, Luke's brother.
Yeah, Luke's brother.
I forget his name.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's going to be OP too.
Yeah, he's super strong.
But the biggest one to me was the ending because Homelander was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I thought he was going to go, regulate this.
No, but technically we know him, so we.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought that for sure.
I knew he was going to flip that the moment we saw. I was like, okay, cool. Because basically, in this episode, it basically just goes to hell. They break everybody out of the woods, and everybody in the woods. Everybody who's a human, they keep attacking.
Yeah.
So that was dope. Cause they were like, you got superpowers? Oh no. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You don't? All right, I'm gonna kill you. Boom. But the ending though, of how the people in the office, the CEOs, trying to flip in, try to pick who was gonna be in the seven was interesting. And then the fact that Homelander just came in and they were like, he was like, well, why are you attacking us?
Yeah.
Why are you attacking the rest of
the... So here's the thing. So the people at Vault, they don't realize what Homelander is about to be on. Like, he's about to be on some real us versus y'all thing.
Right. You know what
I'm saying? And they don't realize that. They still think that Homelander still is with...
And I just got away with innocent murder in the last season?
So apparently, the way the next season is going to start for the boys is it's going to be like a month after...
The Gen V,
he's gonna be in court for killing that guy at the end of season three of the boys,
right?
And he's just gonna be regulating, he's gonna be running stuff. So.
Also, I like the way that they the way that they brought the bloodbending to live action compared to because I always when I watch bloodbending now I compare it to season three of Avatar The Last Airbender. So the way that they could bring that to life was dope to me. And the fact that she could take that laser hit was crazy, because I thought she was dead.
Me too.
I was like, oh, no, she died. Like, that was...
Yeah.
That was rap.
So that was dope. That was dope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
I thought, like, as a spinoff show, it did a really good job at getting us ready for the main show.
Right. And then it's going to continue basically after. So the way season four ends, it's going to impact season two of the next one. The only thing is... I'm assuming we only gonna have two more seasons of The Boys, just season four and season five.
Butcher's about to
die off and whatnot.
They ruin it and give him something.
Nah. I think that they've actually done a great job with their live action, bringing the comics to life and then making the live action a little bit better than the comics. The comic books of The Boys, the way some of the things that they put in there is kind of like wacky.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense for live action.
Right. So, but yeah, other than that, it was a great season finale of that. And that was dope. GTA 6.
Finally. After 10 long years.
12, technically. Like, no, oh, yeah. 11
No, it came out 2013. GTA 5 came out 2013.
But we're going into 2024. So
But at least they announced something.
True.
Okay, so apparently we got a tweet that from Rockstar Games that they're going to be announcing information on their next Grand Theft Auto game.
Right.
For their 10-year anniversary.
25th.
For the 25th anniversary of Rockstar Games. Yeah. Or is it Rockstar if it's just Grand Theft Auto?
Rockstar. It's the Rockstar anniversary in 25th.
And finally, man. Because every 3 days, GTA 6 starts trending. I click on it, and it's people asking, why is it trending? Is it trending because more information? And then I go down the same rabbit hole. Right. And it's just terrible. A bunch
of that. But I did hear that their first trailer of GTA 6 will be dropping mid-December. Some people are saying December 7th because... there's a Game Awards or Game Con coming up December 7th, but I'm cool with either way being in December.
They got a lot to live up to.
Now, the question is, are they going to drop a general trailer or is it going to be a story trailer?
I wouldn't care for you. I wouldn't care. Either one, I'm fine with.
Okay. Because, you know, I'm pretty sure they're not going to drop the release thing until the next couple trailers.
And if that release date says, if it ends in a 5, I'm telling you right now,
it's going to flip something. It's just going to end in the year.
This is going to say 2026. I'm going to just go, yo.
Which means we got to wait another 2 years. Yeah, bro, come on. And then, too, they have to try to justify the leak that came out. A year and a half ago. That leak was not... Whoever leaked that needed to go to jail. Because they were not supposed to leak that.
I think they were trying to sue them for that.
Yeah, they were trying to sue them for that, yeah. But I am also excited as he is about it. The fact that we'll be allowed to play it.
Finally,
Jesus.
Bro. Finally.
And to be honest with you, now I think about it, back then when GTA 5 came out, we didn't think it was going to take this long for the next one to come out.
No.
It's normally like every four...
4 years. Cool.
4 years,
no problem.
Right.
Bet.
Right.
Five,
right.
Maybe. Ten.
Right. 10 years, yeah.
And they said it cost, I think, between $1 and $2 billion to make that game.
Yeah, which is what we reported that a couple months ago.
So, like, are you going to have to, like, delete everything off your hard drive
I got 2 terabytes, so I'm good with my thing. But Xbox has a built-in 1 terabyte in their system.
Okay.
They're good, so...
I should be straight then.
Yeah, you should be straight. Because that's the one downside with PlayStation. They don't put 2 terabytes.
So you don't remember when the GTA 5 came out for 360, it was 2 discs.
Oh, that's right.
It was 2 discs. And then
why
you
was
had
it two
to
discs?
Have. Because it was so much on there.
Oh, so they had to separate.
One disc to download some stuff, and then the other disc to actually play.
Okay.
And then I remember I did it, and then because I just had like the regular 360,
mm-hmm.
and then it was just like, oh, you need more storage.
So I had to go
back to GameStop and get a little hard drive to put it in to play. It was crazy.
Yeah. What was I gonna say? Oh, and then the price, because I'm pretty sure if my
they gonna make their money back.
Are true, and this is just allegedly, it's not confirmed. If it's $1.50,
they're gonna make their money back.
I'll pay $1.50 toward it too, especially because of the anticipation of it.
Exactly. Speaking of video games and making their money back, Spider-Man 2 broke a record.
Yeah, they broke a record. They had $2.5 million. Over the weekend when it first came out, and then they just made another $2.5 million over the next, like, 11 days, 12 days. So they had 5 million sales. Damn. That was good enough for them. I believe they hit that with the other one too. But the one downside is with it, there's new reports saying that Miles is going to be the main Spider-Man.
People don't like that.
People don't like that.
There's a lot of racism happening in the Spider-Man fandom world, because they hate the fact that Miles is Spider-Man. They go, no, he's Miles, because they don't want Spider-Man.
Yeah, they don't want, yeah. But a lot of other Spider-Man fans who are Miles fans don't like this version of Miles compared to, because they're now comparing it to the animated live action, mm-hmm. I mean, not live action, the animated movie and the game version. And I will admit, the animated version is better than the game version. Mm. Just because of the storyline, the character build of it, and just, he sounds more, even more mature in the movies than in the video game. He does kind of sound like annoying, like, all right.
And people don't like his uniform.
Yeah, the way it ended with his uniform was kind of,
people was like, this is the worst. Yeah, I saw people, grown men, just upset. Like, this is the worst uniform I've ever seen.
I didn't really have a problem with it, only because I wasn't really worried about it, because I was really just like, okay, I need a Venom symbiote suit anyway to deal with Venom. And he ain't going to deal with Venom anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, all right, Peter's suit is fine. The anti-Venom is cool.
Yeah, that's flames.
So that was cool. So I didn't really have a problem with it. But I don't know how that's gonna work, because it's not like that killed off Peter at the end. Just so y'all know, like, the ending just ended with him just kind of wandering off, and he's like, "Now I gotta just deal with some Peter stuff." So I was like, "Okay, cool."
Yeah, I mean,
that didn't give me any indication of him, of Miles being the next big Spider-Man going into the future. Also, I'm cool with y'all doing that, but y'all need to kill off Peter if y'all want to do that. That's the thing. Some fans are not comfortable with Peter dying after the third film.
So they said
after the third sequel.
He has to go against Green Goblin.
And he technically needs to die.
Yeah.
In order for you to put Miles in the big boy eye. Dude, you explain. Because in the comic books and in the animated cartoon shows, Miles doesn't interact with Peter until he jumps into a portal from his future and be like, yeah, you're dead in my future, and I became Spider-Man because of you. So in this one, it's a little different, though, because they both became Spider-Man two different times, but in the same universe. So now it's like, all right, cool. And even in the animated series, his version of Peter Parker died.
Yeah,
because Fisk killed him. So I'm cool with it. I'm cool with him being the big Spider-Man, but I need to give Peter his proper write-off.
Okay.
Which is with Doc Ock and, you know,
I didn't think about
Green
it.
Goblin.
Okay.
So, yeah. But other than that, congrats to Spider-Man. They made 5 million in 11 days, as they should.
Broke a record. So, Disney greenlit Ahsoka Season 2.
How you feel about that? Because you're more...
Yeah. I enjoyed the season. I did enjoy it.
Did you not want them to come up back with a Season 2? Or
no, because, again, with Star Wars and these stories, because it's happening in between fixed points already.
Right.
We know how it ends. So this season, you add an extra season, you're just trying to milk it. You get what I'm saying?
Sure. I feel what you're saying.
So, like, I want a brand new story we have not heard yet in Star Wars.
And I'm going to be honest with you, the only way they're going to do that is if they talk about the dark side.
The Acolyte show that they were supposed to come out with.
Right.
That... Or you have to go so far back that the actions of what happens here, don't affect Luke Skywalker.
The only two dark villains I really want to hear about is Darth Maul.
Okay.
Because, once again, everybody wants to talk about him because
he was cool.
He was cool, right. And I'm talking about a live action one, not the anime one. And I want to see how much stuff Darth Vader did when he was in power once he got his suit on. Because... Mind you, technically, the two versions we have of him is either flashbacks of Obi-Wan. Well, his prime version of an Obi-Wan, which was only a little bit, but it was fire with what we saw of it.
Those fights in the Obi-Wan series were flames, and no pun intended.
And we got him in his prime. Well, we got him at the end of his prime in four, five, and six.
Yeah.
That was okay.
He was an old man.
He was an old man then, and then flashbacks of Ahsoka.
Yeah.
So I need a prompt.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Give me 8 to 7 episodes of him just effing things up.
I want to see Palpatine's master.
That too. Who is that?
His name is Plagueis. Plagueis the Wise. I want to see him.
And he's the one who told him about the whole, you can prevent dead people.
Yes, okay. I want to see that.
Gotcha.
Because... Yeah. Like, you know, like, you were that ill, and you were just able to just operate in secrecy. No Jedi knew you were moving around.
I don't want
to
hear no more Jedi stories.
I agree, bro.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm here with you. I'm here.
Unless it's, because the only thing that's saving Star Wars for me is either the lightsabers.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And just the fighting scenes.
I agree.
Side note, I believe this is allegedly not confirmed. Kevin Feige might leave Marvel 4 stars.
No, he was supposed to do his own movie.
Oh, but
that's not happening.
That's not happening. Okay, I remember that. Gotcha. Okay, real quick, let's talk about Invincible. That's been dropping.
I was about to ask that.
That came out. I like it so far. Like it really so far. Don't worry, they're going to get graphic when they get graphic to it, but not right now. It's lightly.
You know what I like about this series? Like, it's super strong characters who get their ass beat.
Right, yeah.
Like, routinely.
And it's realistic scenarios as a superhero that you cannot save everyone. Because the one problem I had with Marvel and DC compared to like The Boys and Invincible is they always save everybody as a superhero, like Spider-Man, Superman, Batman. Not talking about the comic book, I'm talking about like what we've seen on TV. I've never seen no consequences of like, damn, I couldn't save that person. That's going to really make me alive. Except for in the Amazing Spider-Man 2 when he couldn't save Gwen. Besides that part, and the little stab, that don't really count. But besides that point, you never felt the consequences. In Invincible and in The Boys, you feel the consequences. One, The Boys don't care about anything but besides their social media.
They're Brandon, that's it.
And in Invincible, you saw the consequences in Mark's face when he couldn't be his father. And he was like, damn, I really thought I could save this whole building from collapsing behind me, but I really can't.
Yeah.
Like, I went through it. And so, yeah, I like that part of it. I'm liking this little first arc of it because it's going to be broken down into 2 different arcs.
Oh, that's right. Four and four.
So we got 2 more episodes of this arc.
Okay.
I don't know how that's going to end though, but we'll see. And then the second arc, I believe, is going to be about his people. I'm talking about Mark's Vulture Mike.
Vulture Mike. Oh, that's how they're doing it.
Yeah, that's how they're pretty much going to be doing it. It might bleed it over into season 4. So it might be... Maybe 6 episodes of the first arc, and then the last 2 we're going to deal with going into season 3. And it'll be right back with season 3 as soon as possible.
Nice.
But so far, so good. I like it. I'm going to let y'all know right now, him and Amber are going to break up because, one, nobody likes Amber.
I like Amber.
She was cool, but she was annoying. Like, you know, the whole lying part, and then you knew, but like now I'm telling you, you're so mad about it. That was annoying.
That was annoying.
And you see the consequences of like everybody's actions. What Army Man did, like the mom is going through it. She's like now she's upset.
She's depressed.
Yeah, she's depressed and whatnot. And Eve is still going through her issues with her parents. And it's just like, yeah, that's crazy. So I do like the way it's been going so far. And Mark is a little bit more responsible. Like you can see his demeanor, and his tone. He's not really trying to play no games.
All right.
And whatnot. So, yeah, other than that, great series.
So, CW canceled Superman and Lois.
Yeah, wasn't that airing on Max for a little while?
I think so, yeah.
Max picked it up. I'm cool with it. Listen, that whole storyline, y'all did it. Credit to y'all, because y'all made that, y'all milked that for 10 years.
Oh, the CW verse. The CW,
yeah, they milked that for 10 years.
I'm not going to lie. That CW verse... It was up there.
It was.
It was up there, like, with the crossovers and the fire.
And
fire,
it balanced
fire.
It out, because DC hadn't done anything with the movies besides the Christopher Nolan Batman series, but Marvel hadn't done anything with the TV series, so it was a good switch.
Marvel's TV series was all right.
The live-action ones?
They were all right.
No, they weren't.
Okay, Jessica Jones was cool. Season 1.
But that wasn't part of... I'm talking about the main MCU. That wasn't a part of that.
They mentioned it.
They mentioned it on some, like, yeah, well, whatever happened in New York. I'm like, yeah, all right, cool. But are y'all going to explain what happened?
No, we can't. Like, all right. We're contractually against it. We can't. Right.
So,
but Luke Cage was cool the first season. Second season was pretty.
Right. I'm talking, yeah, okay.
He did the dab. Like, what are we doing here?
True.
Iron Fist was garbage.
Iron Fist was garbage. Daredevil was fire, and Punisher was fire.
I'll give you that. And then the Defenders, that was cool.
They all hated that, though. The actors hated that.
Why?
Because they were just like it didn't flow for them. Like they didn't like it. They was just, especially the actress who played Jessica, she hated that whole shit.
Really? I didn't know that.
I believe Luke Cage wasn't really feeling it, and Matt was cool. Matt kind of does what he does because he likes playing the character of Daredevil. But other than that, and there was no mention of Punisher, which I was fine with because Punisher is in its own.
They didn't like the Defenders?
Nah, he wasn't feeling that, man.
Oh, man. That's.
But I'm saying compared to The Flash, Green Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow.
Absolutely.
The first two seasons of Legends of Tomorrow was lit. Black Lightning was cool, which I would have. Listen, the only reason I liked Black Lightning was because I thought it was going to transition into
Static Shock.
Because I was like, bad. If it ends in the way I needed it to end, where like Virtual was going to the high school, mm-hmm. and he got his own powers, and then when we get, bro, because we've been dying for a live action,
yeah,
Static Shock.
It feels like they never, like, they be right there and never want to pull the trigger with these things that fans want.
Same thing with, I want the original Teen Titans to come back, because I keep hearing, the actress who voices Raven,
mm-hmm.
she keeps teasing that they're going to come out back with the season 6.
They were supposed to. And that was years ago when they teased up.
Also, they messed that up too, but that was Cartoon Network's fault.
Absolutely.
Because apparently, the way that they ended it, it was supposed to end with Trigon, mm-hmm. and then that did so well, though, that they brought it back for a fifth season, which is why we got that weird-ass ending with Beast Boy trying to save Tyra. It was a whole mess, but anyway.
Okay, this is your field, Eli. You got to talk to me about Attack on Titan.
Yes. So, Attack on Titan dropped its final episode. It was a special. It was 1 hour and 30 minutes. It basically talked about genocide. So,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Jesus, that got dark.
Yes. It starts from the beginning. The main character finds that he's a Titan, and then he tries to kill all the little whatnots and, you know, villains. There's 8 other Titans like him that he has to face up that he can't just random. There's regular normal Titans that just kind of eat people, and then there's 8 other special Titans just like him, so he has to kind of fight them off. And this special though, and in the season, he gets his goal done by killing all the other ones, but it becomes a genocide wipeout type moment, and all his friends have to decide on either joining him or killing him off. And us as fans and Jaegerness believe in his cause. So it kind of hurts that you believed in me in the first 3 seasons when I was trying to save you.
Okay.
And now you're trying to flip on me and kill me. Oh, but I get it.
So 1 to 10, what would you give it?
Oh, it's a 10. Honestly, it's been the greatest anime series since it dropped, because I'm talking about in terms of all the new upcoming, past the Mount Rushmore, past the Bleachers, the Dragon Ball Z's, the Naruto's, and the One Piece. Past that, it's been the greatest anime of all time.
You know what, Eli? You've convinced me.
And it still hurts, because it's like, Bobby, I do that to my man.
Okay,
he had his goal, and... All right, so you didn't watch Naruto. It's easier to explain if you watch Naruto. So if you remember...
This is the thing that gets me about anime, right? It'll be like a show like, yo, this is fire. Then it's like 8 different versions of it. And I'm just like, I don't know where to start.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Like in terms of the arcs and whatnot?
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't know where to start.
Yeah. The way I can best describe it is... So Naruto and Attack on Titan, both of their philosophies, talking about Itachi, Uchiha, and Eren, are 2 different sides of the same coin.
Okay.
Itachi wipes out his entire clan to save the village of the Hidden Leaf.
Okay.
And Eren, he decides to wipe up the entire world to save his friends and family.
Oh.
So then at that point, you got to decide, well, which philosophy... Mm. It's beneficial for, or which one do you believe in?
Okay.
And it's like, yo, that's pretty dope in the way that they did that. Mm. But it was, yeah. Nah, you gotta watch that.
Okay. All right. I'm convinced. You got me. You got me. So, the actor strike is over. We gotta talk about that.
Actor strike is over.
Huge, finally.
Which is great. Because we had the writing strike over about maybe 2 months ago?
A month ago? Yeah, a month. Maybe 2 months. Maybe in September.
I'm just, listen, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm just glad it didn't affect my House of Dragons show.
See, this is just selfish. He's not happy these actors are getting paid what they work. They're getting the protections from AI. He's happy his show.
But I'm just glad it didn't.
I am too a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just glad it didn't affect my international show. Okay?
Absolutely.
Because if that show had got pushed back another 2 years,
I'd have been pissed too.
I would have been pissed.
That's a fact.
I would have been pissed. Plus, y'all already told me. It had to be pushed back 2 years anyway after the end of season one. Because it was supposed to come out, I completely forgot it wasn't supposed to come out this summer.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, where is my Dragons at?
Yeah.
But congratulations to the actors. Only downside is this is a long-term deal in my eyes.
Yes, it's a three-year deal. So I think, because things can happen between the deal to where they can extend it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But that's if they even...
Yeah, I hope it doesn't get down to the 3 years and they go, got to strike again.
Yeah, like, we not willing to pay y'all. So it's like, and then like you said, off the air, it depends on how this AI thing goes. Because if it evolves in the next 3 years to where it's like, yo, we really don't need y'all.
So what's going to happen? Because if you guys have been like paying attention to the, I guess, the streaming tendencies and the trends, a lot of people aren't getting paid by streaming. So I think, personally, mm-hmm. and a lot of the streaming companies are losing money too.
Right.
So I think what's going to happen, they're going to raise prices of these streaming networks. They're going to combine a few of them. Hulu and Disney Plus is going to be one thing now. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, they're under the same umbrella.
Yeah, they're going to be one thing now, right? So I think they're going to combine a lot of these different streaming platforms, make it one, mm-hmm. increase the price so more people can get paid. What's going to
make sense? Because that's why, and I'm just assuming that's why. I'm assuming that's why HBO decided to sell it to Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm. I think that's just my theory.
Yeah,
just,
it makes sense.
Just my theory. But Actor Strike is over, so that's dope.
The only downside is it pushed back a lot of TV shows and films. They did announce that Blade was going to be rated R. We wrote that down.
That's good.
They wrote that. I'm still worried about that because...
That's great. Listen,
it's going all over.
That was supposed to come out.
And he's really trying to convince me to believe in Blade. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Listen, man, Blade but saved the MCU.
They
saved Marvel. Not just the MCU. Blade saved the original Blade. Saved Marvel. So I think, Eli, that this one is going to do the same
thing. Can I still have faith in him?
I think you should.
All right. So that's going to be rated R. I'm happy that it's going to be rated R because I'm assuming it has to be rated R.
Got to. Come on.
They announced that Euphoria season 3 was coming out in 2025.
Keep it.
I'm a bigger Euphoria fan than he is.
Keep it.
You know. They announced that it was gonna be pushed back. Deadpool was gonna be pushed back to July of next year.
At least it's just coming out next year. That's all I care about.
True. Blade is gonna come out, I believe, November 7th.
And next year.
2025. Captain America 4, know when that's coming out?
2025 as well.
February-ish. Yeah. And what else? Something's in my mind as it comes out on the due date. Oh, yeah. Shrek 5, that's set to come out.
Oh, so that was announced by accident. One of the interns who was working on the film put that in her LinkedIn bio and then deleted it. People found out about it. They might get fired.
Imagine
you got to drive me a dream.
True.
Try to announce it to the world, and they go, "Yeah, that was not supposed to do that."
That is true. And then also, the Kingdom Planet of the Apes.
That's a
very long title.
Yeah, the Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah, it was the Rise of the Planet of the Apes. The
Dawn.
The Dawn of the Family.
And then I forgot what the third one was
called. The Sunset of the Dawn of the Planet.
It was a lot. I don't know. Did I really need this? No. I'm not going to be honest with you.
But I'm pleasantly surprised because I didn't need it either. I thought it ended correctly.
Yeah, I thought. And when you watch, when we talk about in terms of franchises who have great trilogies, we've got to add that one to the list.
Yeah.
When you watch it from beginning to end, like, to it was a great trilogy, because it's hard to do trilogies. Because normally, either the first two were solid, then the third one falls out. But no, this was a great one. Oh, yeah, and then Rick and Morty. We didn't talk about that, but that's doing well.
Yeah, so Rick and Morty's doing good. People were complaining about the lack of Morty.
I agree, because that was, at one point, I was cool with the first two episodes not being back. Okay, cool.
Then the third one was like, all right, y'all.
What are we doing?
What are we doing here?
And then the fourth one, they finally did a Rick and Morty.
But again, see, now I'm used to Rick's voice now. I'm not used to Morty's voice.
Okay.
Yet. And that's because they haven't been putting him in a lot of episodes.
Right.
I'm used to Rick's voice now. Like, you can hear a little something, but it's only, kind of like whatever.
Once again, it's only when he tries to yell. When he yells, he loses it.
But Morty, then, I hear it a little bit more, but I'm not used to it yet. So you have to, like, put him in the episodes to get him used to. But I saw a teaser that it's about to be about Rick Prime.
In the next episode, yes. So how did you... So far...
I like him.
I like the season so far. And I do think eventually, if they pick back up with the Rick and Morty adventures in the second half, it'll make up for the first half.
I agree.
And is there anything else that's dropping?
Oh, Avatar. Yes. Avatar, The Last Airbender Netflix series. They dropped the teaser trailer.
Yeah.
And
he's am more excited than me. He is more excited.
Because he say M. Night Shyamalan
ruined
live action Avatar for him. Because that movie, to his credit, was horrible. That was one of the worst movies I have ever seen in my life.
Bro, when they turned the water into a bubble and then do nothing with it.
Bro, the fact that the firebenders, they needed fire to come out there.
Out their wrist?
Yeah. You don't remember that?
I only watched it once, and I just remember the water ball.
Bro, it was terrible.
The bubble. And then this was the killer for me. He was like, my name is Aang.
Yeah.
We was all like, who in the fuck is Aang?
Yeah, and that's the thing. The cartoon has all the names. The creators of the show.
Yes.
This is how they say the names. Aang, not Aang.
And then...
M. Night Shyamalan thought he was smarter than everybody.
And then, I will give Netflix credit. His Avatar state looks way better in the Netflix series than it does in the movie. Because I was like, what is...
Sokka looks like Sokka.
Yes, he does. Katara looks... I think we'll grow on her once the seasons go on and she grows.
Iroh, he don't look... Because Iroh, he looks too nice.
He does.
Because in the first few seasons, he was a bad guy. Like,
He was a bad guy.
He was a nice guy to his nephew, but he was a bad guy.
Yes.
He looks too nice. That's just me.
I don't like Zuko's scar. It doesn't look big enough. Maybe because if his face looks too skinny or slim.
Maybe.
But overall, from what I've seen, my gut would tell me it's going to be better than I expect it to be.
How long is the season?
I have no idea.
So
I do know it comes out February 22nd of next year.
Okay.
So it's not too far off, which is fine. I'm fine with that. We're in November now. It's not going to be that far.
Because you got to remember, like, the Avatar seasons, like,
there was a lot of episodes. That's another thing, too.
You know what I'm saying?
It's hard.
Because the movie, what they tried to do, the movie tried to cut down, like, how many episodes the first season of Avatar? Hold on. They tried to cut down an entire season into 2 hours.
I believe,
I felt cheated.
I wouldn't blame you. 20, maybe like 60 episodes?
Yeah.
Maybe 62?
What, the first season?
No, I'm talking about as a series. You said that they tried to chop it all down from the three books in the movie.
Let's see. Season one. I'm sorry for
the guys. No.
We're going to cut it this out. We're going to cut this weight out in post.
You good.
Hold on. So it was 20 episodes that first season.
20 episodes? How many episodes was the whole series?
The whole series? Hold on. I think it was... Hold on.
Yeah, just go to season two and then season three. Yeah, but listen, because it's... Now, granted, I'm gonna explain why I'm a little upset too. I mean, a little worried about the live action. It's just hard to bring that special effects from an anime series over to live action. I don't care how you look at it.
It's
very hard.
It is.
And then you gotta make it feel like nostalgic as...
Oh, it is 61 episodes.
Yeah, 61 episodes. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Between the three books, right.
Yeah. Wow.
Right. And then two, the last two episodes, they kind of made those into like five episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's so much time. I do like the way Ozai looks.
Ozai, I like the way he looks.
I like the way he looks. And I like the way Azula looks.
Azula, she looks too nice too.
Well, what do you say? They're like half Asian, half...
She looks too nice, too. She's supposed to look a little, you know, menacing, tough. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get it. I get it. But I am excited.
I'm very excited for that.
I'm just worried.
I sent Eli that trailer like, bruh.
I'm just...
He wasn't even trying to hit me. He was like, listen, I need your NFL picks for the season. I'm like, whoa,
yeah.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, I know. Because I'm just too worried, man. Like, but like, whoa. But I have to, I'm going to give them a season. I'm going to give them a season. They don't fill my heart with the nostalgic that we felt as a kid when we was watching it as a live action series.
That's true. And I rewatched that series a few times. I'm going to
cut that
second
off.
And Legend of Korra wasn't bad.
It wasn't. It's just that she wasn't, to me... The best Avatar.
No, she was
coming off of Aang.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I agree.
Like, she would piss me off. I'm like, yeah, yo,
absolutely.
What are you doing? Now, granted, Aang wasn't the best Avatar either because he was frozen for 100 years. But he made up for it because he was that damn good. When he faced his challenges and he had his friends, Katara and Sokka, and then Zuko at the end, he was that damn good.
I agree.
Also, real quick. Let me... Is there anything? Okay, we talked about Rick and Morty.
Yeah. Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. Yeah, you can talk about that. Cause
they're coming out with a new Ghostbusters movie. It's Ghostbusters like Frozen Empire, something like that. Hold on, let me get the name.
How do you like the series overall?
I wasn't a big Ghostbusters
fanatic.
Yeah, I wasn't. Hold on.
Maybe that's dad's. No, that. I mean, is that dad's era?
Frozen Empire, yeah. No,
about.
Like, I wasn't a big Ghostbusters, so then when they tried to reboot it with all of the women cast, the female cast.
That flopped.
People hated that. That started, really, the whole changing male characters to women, white characters to black characters, black characters to white. Started the entire thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So... Now and then, so they tried to reboot the Ghostbusters Afterlife. That's what it was called,
right?
A few years ago, like maybe a couple years ago, and it probably did well if they got a sequel. So it's Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. It looks a little scarier. People were just—I thought Ghostbusters was supposed to be a fun movie. So if it's a little scary, it's a little realer.
That'd be cool. I like that. Yeah, I think we hit everything.
Yeah,
man.
That's all we got, man. That's all we got.
Did we hit everything?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I had to double check, guys. I didn't want to miss something.
The shows that's happening right now, Invincible is happening Thursdays.
Yes. Rick and Morty is Sundays. Everybody talking about Modern Warfare 3.
Modern Warfare 3 drops this month.
That drops this month. I'm kind of over the whole Call of Duty thing.
I'm getting it.
He can tell you
I'm
all about
gonna
it.
I'm going to cop it.
Oh, yes. I beat Spider-Man 2 in about 72 hours. Minus 15 for my sleep. So, like...
Did you shower once?
I did.
Okay, all right. Just at least.
I might have finished in like 44 hours.
That is nuts.
That was my all-time record. I'm proud of myself.
And
but
you platinumed it, right? Like, you got everything.
Yeah, I got everything. I got that. Easy. Took me a minute though. There was one trophy there where you have to go from one district all the way to like Queens, and it's just like you gotta keep using the wind tunnels. That was annoying me.
Okay.
Cause I had to connect one wind tunnel, then when it stopped, you have to try to get to the other one, but it's a little higher. It's like the wings was annoying me with that. But afterwards I was just bored. My life was just meaningless afterwards. It was just like, I can't do nothing.
I'm sure they got some DLC.
But I gotta wait. Yeah, it was like, Anyway, but it was great.
But with that being said, guys, this has been Nerd Talk with Malcolm and Eli.
Yes. Malcolm, Eli.
Follow me. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Comment below some shows that you're watching, some stuff you want us to cover.
Any topic.
And then we'll see you guys next time.
All right. Peace out.
Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.